Hey guys, welcome back to Tip to the Best Show. I'm your podcast host Chirag Arya. Today we are back with another special episode where we talk about NFTs. Not just basic Ethereum or Solana NFTs, it's NFT on Bitcoin. Yeah, you heard it right. There's a new buzz in the NFT world, and that is Bitcoin NFTs or ordinals or digital artifacts, as you would like to call it. Let's dig deep into what it is and a lot more. Let's get started. Now these Bitcoin ordinals have taken over Web3, at least that's how it seems for now. The space has been buzzing since software engineer Casey Rodemore launched the protocol on January 21, 2023, with some excited news about the new upgrade and others swearing ordinals off entirely. Now despite all the notoriety, right now over 160,000 ordinals exist at the time of talking about this, with a growth of 5 to 15,000 ordinals minting every day. Now, why are these ordinals so scarce? So the reason is the vast majority of people simply don't yet know how to buy them, let alone create them. And with higher barriers to entry, that means potential opportunities abound, but it also means higher risk. And if you are ready to take that chance and embrace the potential of ordinals, we are here to talk more about them. But first, it's essential to understand its history and understand a few more critical points about ordinals that you might not know. Now, I'm not aware if you know this, but the NFT market started with Bitcoin. Now, the achievements in its history is without a doubt the beginning of Ethereum, of course. This occasion set a norm for the NFT market, making it achievable to gain public interest. But before we talk about all those agreed upon timelines, we should jump into what was going on before the term NFT was born. So back in 2011, there was only one cryptocurrency or digital currency, and it was Bitcoin, and it was uniquely there for 2 years. However, certain individuals previously considered the potential along with its limitations. Now, a portion of the crypto lovers contended that there is a requirement for a superior Bitcoin. This is the manner by which the term altcoin was coined. Now, we are talking about the history, how the term NFT was started and how NFTs were started on Bitcoin. So, strangely, Namecoin, in light of the fact that was the name of the first altcoin, is additionally accepted to be the primary attempt at something NFT-like. Now, it was designed to register domain names outside of the DNS framework. Now, in any case, the main advancement that came from it was the chance to bind extra information to the exchange record. So, Namecoin was the first project to use digital forms of money as more than a currency itself. But that wasn't a big success, or it didn't lead to anywhere else. And as we referenced previously, the development of the pre-NFT idea before Ethereum is an issue open to discussion. It isn't exceptional to say that it wasn't Namecoin to lay the ground for it, yet rather a project called Colored Coins. Colored Coins' definition, truth be told, accentuates their real world and genuine world, subsequently taking into account their direct relationship with NFTs. Now, the expression colored coins freely depicts a class of strategies for addressing and managing real world assets on top of the Bitcoin blockchain. Colored coins were tokens addressing parts of Bitcoin. The smallest one represents Satoshi. A Satoshi is the smallest unit of Bitcoin currency. One Bitcoin is divided into 100 million parts to get one Satoshi. But why are these things no more in use now? They had one exceptionally critical disadvantage. They were just valid on the grounds that the holders agreed on it. When somebody got exhausted or bored of the project, colored coins were delivered totally pointless. Now, all these things considered, they were the primary attempt in binding extra data to Bitcoin. This time it was no altcoin, no new digital money, however the Bitcoin itself. Since the colored coins were first mentioned in 2012, obviously, it tends to be clear that the start of the NFT-like solutions ought to be dated back to 2011 or 12, but we found the solution to bind these extra data on Bitcoin almost a decade later, which is in January last month. But the rise of colored coins advocated the idea of tying Bitcoin to various types of asset, be it real world or virtual ones. Now, it obviously made clear that the Bitcoin itself isn't the best tool for this purpose, at least at that point of time. Now, what's the outcome? Developers, designers, and founders realized that there was an interest in something. However, there was no appropriate tool at that point of time. The presence of new platforms was just a question of time. This is the way Counterparty and Mastercoin were made. They are both critical for the historical backdrop of Bitcoin NFT. And what changed after a decade that we have a buzz of Bitcoin NFTs in 2023? Now, these Bitcoin NFTs in this decade are called ordinals. But what are these ordinals? As I said, each Bitcoin is broken into 100 million units called as Satoshis. Now, the new ordinal protocol allow people who operate Bitcoin nodes to inscribe each Satoshi with data, creating something called an ordinal. That data inscribed on Bitcoin can include smart contracts, which in turn enables NFTs. In rough terms, ordinals are NFTs you can mint directly onto the Bitcoin blockchain. But that's not exactly right. That's just the shorthand understanding, but there are a few important differences between the NFTs as well as the ordinal. So you might get a question like, how are these ordinals different from NFTs? Now, NFTs that exist on Ethereum or an Ethereum virtual machine blockchain often point to off-chain data on the Interplanetary File System, also known as IPFS. It is a decentralized file storage system, sort of like the blockchain's hard drive, as we use Google Drive, same way IPFS works as blockchain's hard drive, that can be changed using dynamic metadata. For example, some NFT projects update the metadata of individual NFTs to improve image quality. They might even ask their holders to click the refresh metadata button on OpenSea to get the new higher quality image. Now, this ability to change an NFT metadata alludes to a deficiency that Rodermore was trying to improve when he created the new protocol. In Rodermore's estimation, NFTs are incomplete because many require off-chain data. On the other hand, ordinals are complete in that all the data is inscribed directly on-chain. That's why Rodermore refers to them as digital artifacts, not Bitcoin NFTs. Moreover, NFTs often have creator royalties attached to them, whereas digital artifacts do not. So according to Rodermore, an ordinal is intended to reflect what NFTs should be and sometimes are, and what inscriptions always are by their very nature. All this to say that ordinals on Bitcoin may not only signal a cultural change for Bitcoin, they may also be a technical improvement on NFTs, but only the time will tell where does this go. Now, ordinals is very controversial protocol that is deployed on Bitcoin last month, and we said that, you know, it enables non-fungible tokens or NFTs to be appended to Bitcoin transactions. So it is effectively bringing NFTs to the largest crypto network by market cap and also oldest crypto network that exists. Now, the popularity of the ordinals project has ignited an intense debate with the Bitcoin community. So Bitcoin purists who are against the ordinals project argue that ordinal inscriptions are scam and they may block Bitcoin space and crowd out more legitimate financial transactions on the network. Conversely, proponents of ordinals argue that inscriptions increase demand for block space and drive a healthy fee market. It also compensates miners for securing the network. So supporters also point to libertarian principles of the free market in which the market determines the best use of the blockchain space. Some detractors of ordinals have tried appealing to Bitcoin node operators and miners to censor these inscriptions or ordinals. Ultimately, now it is up to nodes and miners to determine which transactions are legitimate and included in the blockchain. They have the ability to censor certain transactions. However, it is in their best economic interest to support any use cases that boost up the fee revenue, especially as transaction fees make up a greater percentage of miner revenue over time. As I said, to date, over 160,000 ordinal inscriptions have been already minted, with the mass majority embedded in the form of image files. Now, since these Bitcoin has a maximum supply of just 21 million coins and each coin is divisible into 100 million Satoshis, the network can practically store a maximum of 2.1 quadrillion NFTs. Ordinals have caught the attention of a new audience of Bitcoin users as well as the developers. Embedding inscriptions in Bitcoin transactions may encourage further experimentation and development of the network, which will lead to new innovation within the Bitcoin ecosystem. Inscriptions may rejuvenate excitement to build on Bitcoin again, challenging the community's culture of technological rigidity and ossification. Additionally, we also may see few known artists and NFT collections on other chains deploy new NFTs on ordinals, leveraging Bitcoin's permanence and immutability. The most prominent Stacks NFT project, Megapunk Ape Club, recently announced their intention to launch a new ordinals called Megapunks. Given that the project just launched last month, the infrastructure to support the creation, storage, trading and transfer of Ordinal NFTs is very nascent. In the coming weeks and months, we would expect wallets and marketplaces to begin offering native support for Ordinals, expanding the design space for what can be done with the protocol. Right now, no marketplace exists for these Bitcoin Ordinals. These are traded through a Discord channel, which most of the people are using to mint, to buy, as well as to sell these Ordinals. There are companies who are currently building and working on these marketplaces, as well as a trusted wallet, which can be used for these Ordinals and probably more. Now, part of the reason Ordinal NFT projects such as Ordinal Punks are rising high in value is that they present a first project deployed on the protocol. Now, many of these collections also have a low supply. Ordinal Punks have a total supply of just 100 versus the Crypto Punks, which have a supply of 10,000. And thus, this relative scarcity makes it easier to push the price higher, simply the concept of supply and demand. Now, buyer of these assets must be aware that they are largely speculative investments and early projects may be usurped by newer projects that promise more utility, stronger narratives, more aesthetically pleasing artwork, or probably other attractive features. However, if the Ordinal protocol proves to have staying power and gains more functionality and attention, some of these projects may also serve as an early adopter high status symbol for collectors and show significant value, similar to CryptoPunks or Bored Ape Yacht Club. Still, most inscriptions will prove to be worthless and trend towards zero, exhibiting low power dynamics in value accretion. Similar to other NFT standards, Bitcoin NFTs still have open questions about intellectual property as well as the copyright infringement rights. Copycat projects are sure to be inscribed on Bitcoin, and some of these matters may be resolved in court. Also, the full utility of inscriptions has yet to be realized. Ethereum-based NFT projects have been able to develop innovative creator royalty and auction mechanics, and it remains to be seen if these structures can be replicated on Bitcoin. If you talk about Ethereum or Solana NFTs, they have their wallets which are functional and can do transactions in no point of time. They have also created marketplaces which provide utility, great infrastructure, as well as a great UI for the investors, collectors, and the people who are there in the NFT market. Then there are some NFT marketplaces which also have their own digital currencies. For example, LuxRare or Blur is one of them, which have their own digital currency that the audience can buy and support their project, and they get airdrops as well as a few more things in turn. Whenever we talk about Bitcoin, there are a few questions that arise in our mind. First of all, what is the future of these digital currencies? Second of all, the environmental impact, since the energy consumption of blockchains is simply massive in scale. So let's also address the environmental impact of Bitcoin Ordinals. Now, the energy consumption of these blockchains is huge in scale, as I said, and Bitcoin is the largest blockchain in the world by market cap and the oldest. Now, what's more, Bitcoin uses a proof of work mechanism to validate transactions and add them to the blockchain, which is an extremely energy intensive process. And due to its size and proof of work mechanism, Bitcoin is leagues beyond other blockchain when it comes to energy requirements. In August 2022, a report from the US government estimated that Bitcoin accounted for 60 to 77% of global crypto asset electricity usage. Now, how much energy does this translate to? It's difficult to pinpoint exactly, but reports from DigiEconomist indicate that the combined energy usage of Bitcoin and Ethereum before the historic Ethereum merge of September 2022, when Ethereum shifted to proof of stake mechanism, was over 317 trillion watts of energy annually, putting the chain somewhere between Italy and the United Kingdoms in terms of electrical energy consumed. Yes, that is a lot of energy, but the context here is important. Now, many companies and industries consume more energy than countries. Blockchain is far from unique in this regard. Ultimately, Bitcoin's energy needs rank near the lower end of rather small mining industries like copper and zinc. Bitcoin's total annual energy consumption is also less than what the world's residential air conditioning units require and lower than the energy needs of the world's biggest data centers, talking about Apple, Google, and Amazon. Of course, this doesn't mean that the blockchain and NFTs don't impact the environment, but the sharing criticism is often exaggerated and missed out on the necessary context. But this is not all. People have been seeing short-term spikes around the Bitcoin Ordinals as well as the Bitcoin blockchain. So since ordinals arrived on the scene, the mining of large blocks became both commonplace and necessary, leading to higher transaction fees on the Bitcoin blockchain. Now, the days before the protocol's launch, transaction fees were peaked at 3.28%, while February 13 saw fees peak at 5.68%. While this might seem like a concerning pattern, but reports say that these are just short-lived spikes and we have yet to see a significant surge. Perhaps as the causation to this effect, it also reports that the total number of Bitcoin wallets that were addressing holding assets with a non-zero balance pushed to a new all-time high of over 44 million. So this demonstrates a short-term uptick in Bitcoin network usage, with the primary source of this activity being due to new users and ordinals data rather than the coin volume. While this spike in numbers have been welcomed by some Bitcoin maxis who have very publicly embraced the booming ordinal market, others have also voiced concerns about the diminishing accessibility of the blockchain. While only time will tell that, you know, if the short-term concerns like rising transaction fees become a cause for long-term worry, it seems that, as was the case with other NFT trends like PFPs, which are picture of profiles and open editions, nothing can slow the spread of ordinals throughout the NFT ecosystem. Yet, considering the environmental concerns raised in response to the early Ethereum NFT boom, Bitcoin NFTs will be in for a similar period of uncertainty and doubt. With all of that interest around ordinal and inscriptions, I accept that there is going to be a very big ecosystem built around that. Since we are discussing about ordinals so much, let's also discuss the use cases that come along with these ordinals. So ordinals have a similar use cases as NFTs on other blockchain that may have the potential to drive mass adoption in certain industries, particularly in areas such as gaming, art and collectibles. Let's discuss these use cases around for anyone who is not aware. In the gaming industries, ordinals can represent unique in-game items such as weapons or costumes that players can purchase and trade with one another. The use of ordinals in this way can enhance the gaming experience and create a more immersive and engaging environment for players. Now, in the art world, ordinals can represent unique digital art pieces that can be bought and sold on blockchain marketplaces, which allow artists to monetize their work and receive compensation for their creations. The use of ordinals can also help authenticate the ownership and provenance of digital art pieces, which is a major issue in traditional art world. Now, these problems can only be solved when we solve the problem of copyright as well as IP rights for the NFT marketplaces and NFT artworks, and then bring these art pieces to the ordinals or NFTs. As well as, ordinals can also be used in the realm of collectibles, where they can represent rare or unique items such as sports memorabilia or vintage toys. The use of ordinals in this way can help to create a more transparent and secure marketplace for collectibles, which can reduce fraud and increase confidence among buyers and sellers. But we all know that ordinals are such a relatively new concept, and there are challenges that need to be addressed, such as scalability and interoperability. They do have the potential to drive mass adoption in these and other industries as well. However, the extent to which they will be adopted depends on how well they are able to address the needs and preference of users, as well as the regulatory landscape in which they operate. But only the time will tell how these things go ahead and how these problems are being solved. Now, since we have discussed a lot of things, whether it's the environmental impact, the short-term spikes, or the history of these ordinals, there are few more questions that you might have after listening to all these things. So let's address the basic questions that you might get, or you might think about them in the future. First of all, how do you buy them? So everything is trusted OTC right now. There is no marketplace or trustful trades yet, but we should have them soon. It is being traded on the websites like generative.xyz, and if you wish to learn more on how to buy them and sell them, you can join their Discord channel, which is an open Discord channel where all the collectors, sellers are binded together and they have a chat, and people can also promote their artwork. Now, these things are not completely trusted or backed right now, even if thousands of people have jumped in. So it will be my best advice to do your own research before getting into the trading of these NFTs or so, because we are so early that it's only been a month since the beginning of these ordinals have started. Now, the second question is inscriptions and ordinals or digital artifacts same? So in ordinals, they don't call them NFTs, but rather digital artifacts. And inscriptions are when you write the NFT to a particular piece of Bitcoin. Thirdly, the major question, do you have to pay in Bitcoin on Bitcoin? So So right now, oftentimes the creators are willing to do trades for Ethereum, meaning you can send them ETH on Ethereum and they'll transfer your inscription on Bitcoin. Other question that we get around this is, since this NFT and you know, how big are the collection sizes? What are the mint prices? So typically collection sizes on Ordinals are about 100 items, whereas collections on Ethereum or Solana or any other cryptocurrency have larger collections of 10,000 and sometimes even of 200,000. The reason being, you can only attach limited info or data to each block on Bitcoin right now, but maybe in future we might see the larger collection or may not, but it's NFT, so folks can do whatever they want. Prices are somewhat similar to Ethereum as well as Solana NFTs. We are seeing a lot of mints happening around 0.01 Bitcoin or around $250. Now, one of the major question is, how do you avoid being scammed? So use your gut and good judgment. Do a thorough research before jumping into these things, because with every emerging technology, there are smart scammers with the perfect strategy waiting to scam you. So to learn more about it and not being scammed, look for correct links, read more articles related to this, and follow Twitter Spaces to teach you about it. Although there are a few big names that have already jumped into it, but it's better to jump into the sea when you know how deep it is and if there are sharks in it. So as I said earlier, we are new to these Ordinals, and before entering the market, do a great research. And if you can make good use of it being early, I'm here to discuss the buzz in the NFT market and explain you things that will make it easier for you to understand these Ordinals. In the coming weeks, we'll surely see more about them and understand if Ordinals is here to stay or it will fade away in a few months due to less liquidity around it. And I'll be recording more episodes around Ordinals as well as the new emerging technology that we have. If you have questions about it, feel free to ask or share your viewpoints with me through my LinkedIn, Twitter, or directly email me, where you can find all these links in the description below. I'll be talking more about these Ordinals to see where it is going, but our next episode is about the bigger buzz in tech area, which is artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, the war between the search engines, and so much more. Till that time, keep learning, be curious, challenge yourself, and keep growing. I'll see you all in the next episode. This is your podcast host, Chirag Arya, and you're listening Tip to the Biz Show.